Republicans in the Missouri Senate are pushing a bill that they say will improve public schools and meet one of Governor Eric Greitens' goals for the 2017 session. Marshall Griffin has more.
In a State of the State address, Greitens called for the creation of education savings accounts, which parents could use for school expenses such as textbooks and tutoring. A measure approved by the Senate earlier this week provides those for students with disabilities, those in foster homes, and those from military families. It also requires individual schools be accredited instead of school districts and would allow students in failing districts to attend charter and virtual schools. The bill's sponsor is Republican Senator Andrew Koenig of St. Louis County.
A lot of these issues have been lingering for years because, you know, the one that had been vetoed by a previous governor.
But the Missouri School Board Association criticized the bill, saying it would create a voucher system that funnels public money to private schools. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The bill is expected to be sent to the House tomorrow. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is creating a new task force to help to find ways to reduce government boards and commissions, although a similar panel already exists. Greitens signed an executive order yesterday creating a 12-person task force to study and shrink the state's more than 200 boards and commissions. The task force expects to make recommendations on how to consolidate and cut down on the number of these government groups by October 31st. The Columbia Board of Education elected Dan Priest as its new president Monday. Priest is the executive director of Central Missouri Community Action, and he was first appointed to the school board in 2012. He says the board is providing stability and support to the administration by appointing new staff and meeting enrollment growth. Apart from electing Priest as president, Columbia Board of Education also approved a lease agreement Monday that will provide 5,500 high school students with take-home laptops. A Columbia City Council survey shows residents' satisfaction with the city streets is down compared to the year before. The City Council released the findings in the annual Direction Finder survey, which helps the council understand the residents' satisfactions and concerns over the city services from the past year. Public Works Information Officer Barry Dalton says the city is working toward improving the streets.
We understand that some streets are in better conditions than others, and there's only so many streets that we can do a year, and we're hoping to maximize our resource and do even more streets every year. But, you know, as in everything, it depends on the budget and the resources.
The survey also measured resident satisfaction with street cleaning services, which is up by 4%, and condition of sidewalks, which is up by 8%. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.